Okay, so how did this modern ultra dark production get started? What was like? What's the, you know, the inspiration? What was the mindset? How did you guys get together and decide to do this?
Aaron, well, I've worked with Tom before, and wanted to do something with him that would be sort of very small and contained. And I'd become very interested in these sort of journalistic monologue pieces, and had been interested in writing something like that that would be a fiction. And so that sort of was joined together with this idea of Medea being retold over and over and over, which is something that I had become aware of, all of these adaptations of the Medea story, because they're everywhere. And it's so ubiquitous, this story. And so that's really how it came about, is wanting to do that story in a very sort of concentrated, contained way, with Tom, who I had worked with before. And so that was really the impetus for it.
Okay, Tom, how is this character special? What makes it different?
Well, it makes it different for me because he's contemporary. You know, I have made, I have acquired a career of doing plays by dead playwrights. You know, I've certainly done my share of classic plays, Shakespeare, Molière, and I've done some Greek plays as well. So what is unique about this is a character that's written in a conversational tone. Like, it's like, you know, it is in a naturalistic conversational tone. Usually the plays I do are a little elevated, you know, or I break into song. So, like, play it like a contemporary person that could actually exist and actually really say these words today is new for me. I don't get to do that very much. So that's a big thing. So the combination of a classic, a retelling of a classic story, an ancient story, done in a completely modern and contemporary way is really, really appealing to me. It's a challenge.
What do you guys think is the target demographic? Who do you think is going to get the most out of this production?
Wow, that's a very interesting question.
Very interesting question. And that's a question that's hard to answer because this is such an unusual piece. I mean, my answer to that tends to be, honestly, people who go to the theater. I mean, it's theater people. You know, the character who is sort of the quote-unquote Medea character, which is sort of, you know, not the best way to explain it, but... Is an actor in the play. You know, the play's about an actor who becomes obsessed with all of these retellings of Medea and the fact that the story sort of parallels events in his own life. So it's very much about, you know, sort of theatrical tradition and these myths that we tell over and over and the life of an actor. So I think that particularly people who have that sort of context really respond to it. But, you know, it's also in a way a kind of ghost story, and a sort of very concentrated thriller in a way. So I also think there's an audience for it in people who just sort of like to get a little bit startled, shall I say, for lack of a better word.
We did some readings of the show, some presentations to sort of ask that question as well, and like try to get it answered. You know, we did some readings of it, some presentations for friends and people that we knew and, you know, invited some people. I had to decide if I wanted to really inhabit this really dark material, and we had to see if people actually wanted to see it, because it's tough. I mean, it's dark material. The answer was yes. People do, you know. The theater allows for an examination of the darker side of the human psyche in a kind of safe way that's poetic and without judgment, and this show certainly allows for that.
It's an outlet. This is sort of how we talk about it for that sort of that intensity. It's a way to sort of go to that place, like Tom said, in a way that's safe. And so I think the audience for it are people who are interested in being challenged in that way and maybe going to a place in the theater that I think one is not often asked to go to or allowed to go to, quite frankly.
Tom, how did you prepare yourself for this role?
How did I prepare myself for this role?
Mm-hmm.
I prepared myself for this role by being an actor for the past, you know, 35, 40 years. It's about he's my age, you know, and Aaron, because he knows me, and he knows my career as sort of has sort of sculpted it for me in a way that sort of parallels my career. Like, it's a sort of what-if story. Like, this guy really took my path and veered in a horribly horrific, you know, took a branch of the road that was really devastating. But so I get to sort of show up with my experience as an actor, which is great. It's sort of built in. You know, the research for the role is really, really kind of built in for me. Well, and you had a history, as you told me, with the Medea story. Yeah, I've always been, it's haunted. Like, we paid particular attention to a production of Medea starring Fiona Shaw that was on Broadway a few years ago, and I remember being really haunted by it, you know, just being sort of haunted by that story. So when this was presented to me, it was like, wow, here it is again, you know.
How do you guys want this production to be remembered a couple of years from now? What do you want people to remember the most?
Oh, wow. Wow. That's a good question. Yeah, I wish I had that yesterday.
To be remembered.
In a way that would want them to bring it back again. It would remember it as a great piece of theater that just is revived year after year.
There you go. Wow. I think to be remembered at all is a feat. I would just like to be remembered.
You know, it's funny, we talk about this too, that the play is sort of self-referential. It's meta, you know, we really kind of refer to ourselves. And at one point of the play, we talk about this story being part of the canon.
Yes.
Part of the tradition of the retelling of this story.
Yes.
In many different ways, with musical versions, Irish versions, you know, and I think we would be proud if this was one of those, oh, yeah, and here's another version of Medea, you know?
Yeah.
To be part of the history of the telling of this myth.
Wow. Well said. Absolutely. Absolutely. And also, you know, the performance of it, I mean, I cannot say that what Tom does in this play is quite remarkable. You know, it's 80 minutes of talking. It's just a monologue, and one forgets that watching it. It really feels like you're watching a full, physically realized story. And that's, I think what I would like to be remembered is this performance that I think is really quite astonishing.
Okay, last question from me. It's for both of you guys. It's a hypothetical. So, you know, you guys are getting ready to go to the theater, and you see a couple of, you know, potential theater goers standing outside the Cherry Lane Theater, and they're looking at the marquee, and they're taking a step towards the door, and then they take a step back. They kind of want to go inside. They don't know what to do. You can tell them something that tries to get them in that door to see that play. What do you think you'd say to them?
It's 80 minutes of your life. What do you got to lose? No. Oh, that's a great question.
I mean, I would say that you won't know what hit you. I think that I would tell them that they would be exhilarated by the experience of the intensity of the story, in the way that Tom does it. You know, it's really a performance that you haven't seen before, and it's incredibly unique, and I think I would go that angle.
Wow, I just bought a ticket.
But it is, it's incredibly unique, especially, you know, even in the context of solo theater as a genre, it's a really unique play, and that's what I would tell people. You really have not seen this before. I can say with full honesty.
Michael Wolk, I think I can quote him, he refers to this play as having its own rules. Is that right?
Oh, yeah, he says it has its own set of rules.
It has its own set of rules.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an adaptation, but it's not quite an adaptation, and it's sort of a horror play, but it's sort of endearing and funny. I mean, it really, it's hard to define this this piece. And I, that's what I would use to encourage people to sort of experience it, because I think seeing this performance in particular that Tom gives is really unique.